North Battleford, a former Neilburg principal, Jeff McFarlane, was found guilty on April 26 of sexually assaulting a minor in North Battleford Provincial Court after his trial began January 10. Now, following a June 23 sentencing hearing, Judge Kevin Hill has reserved his decision, deferring it until September 1, at which point McFarlane is expected to be taken into custody. The Crown is seeking to have McFarlane serve 6 months in custody, followed by 2 years probation. The probation includes a five-year mandatory 161 order, which would see McFarlane not allowed to be within 2 kilometers of the victim, attending a public park, swimming area, daycare center, school ground, playground or community center where a person under the age of 16 years is present, and more. The Crown is also seeking to have McFarlane provide his DNA. The defense, on the other hand, is seeking a 90-day sentence served intermittently and 12-month probation, which includes a 3-year 161 order. McFarlane would also provide his DNA under this sentence. McFarlane was accused of groping a student's buttocks in the hallway of their school early in the 2021 school year. The identities of the victim and the witnesses under 18 are protected by a court publication ban. The victim, following the assault, asked around to see if anyone witnessed it, and 2 students did, Judge Kevin Hill said as he read his decision into the record, detailing witness testimony. One of the witnesses reported the incident to a school counselor, appearing rattled and shaky, who then found the victim upset in class. Quote, dot, dot, dot. The victim appeared nervous and scared and was crying, Judge Hill added. Judge Hill also touched on school rumors regarding a previous incident which featured McFarlane, which he believes played no part in their testimony. He also discussed the credibility of the 3 students and 2 staff member witnesses who testified and if they had a chance to fabricate their testimony. In general, all 5 witnesses gave credible evidence, in that they seemed to be trying to tell the truth, Judge Hill said. In the final analysis, there are 3 witnesses who all testified to essentially the same thing. A touch to the buttocks by the principal Mr. McFarlane who was walking close by, Judge Hill said in his sentencing. Judge Hill noted that several of the witnesses were together as a unit, seconds at most, and collaboration and fabrications were not concerns of the court. The defense called no witnesses. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. Hashtag CrimeCopsCourt_EscateAday.